The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines are 5-1 in conference play and 8-2 overall. Michigan visits Penn State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds good.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, when you think of Joe Paterno at Penn State, what comes to mind in light of everything that happened to him and for him over his long, long career there?
I really didn't prepare myself to answer that question, so I won't.
Okay. Coach,
pass,
what do you
pass
think?
Pass on that one.
Okay. Coach, a different week, but a similar question from last week. Were you at all surprised by Indiana's decision to pass on the final down of the game after so many runs in a row, or did the down and distance kind of lead you to believe, hey, this is more likely to be a pass here?
No, we were preparing for, you know, both options and others. You know, I think they could have done either.
And our next question comes from the line of Andrew Seligan from Associated Press.
Hi, Jim. I just wanted to check, what's the status? I'm sorry. Just in general,
And our next question comes in a line of Rich Scarcella from Reading Eagle.
Jim, in what areas specifically has Jake Rudock made the biggest stride since your arrival there?
Multiple. I think just, multiple areas playing number one in the Big Ten in passing efficiency, accuracy, leadership, you know, winning. It's done a fabulous job.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask. And our next question comes from the line of Bob Cohen from Pittsburgh Tribune.
Yeah, Jim, when you were hired, you said that you had dreamt about being the Michigan coach since you were 9 or 10 years old. Could you just describe a little bit what it's been like so far to live that dream?
I feel happy and productive in the role as a coach here at Michigan.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Biggers with todaysyou.com.
Hey, Jim. With the injuries on the D-line, I mean, obviously depth up there has been the strength of the team. You guys got by without, you know, Brian for a large stretch of the season, possibility of him coming back. Just how do you assess kind of what you have right now? I mean, I know that you said that you guys weren't beaten up, but, I mean, do you feel like maybe you're physically drained a little bit, or are you guys trying to reload? What's the status of the D-line?
We're attacking the week of preparation. All those things you said, I don't feel like we are, and we're forging on.
The shift in the personnel, are you concerned about any area since, I mean, you know, with Glasgow's status being maybe a little bit unclear for the rest of the season, depth issues up front?
It's Ryan Glasgow's status is clear for the rest of the year. We know he won't be playing.
Okay. No concerns about depth issues up front at all, though?
We feel good about the guys we got. We're ready to go. Back in the week.
You.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one. And our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, what do you think Coach Bo would say to this team at this time as they prepare for the final two games of the year? And did he coach your teams differently in November than maybe, you know, in early September or October?
Coach Schembeck was a daily source of inspiration, remains that for me. And all of his, all the people he coached or was associated with. So today's a special day in remembering Coach Schembeckler. And I don't remember your original question, but.
Just what do you think his what do you think he would tell this team at this point in the season? And yes, it's certainly a special day for all the folks, the fans, and associated with. But what do you think he would tell this team as they get ready for these final two games?
He'd tell them to have at it. Enjoy the healthy, honest, fair competition of playing in big games in November. I think that's what he would say.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I'll very much look forward to it. Okay, thank you.